This program is brought to you by listener members of KGNU and Ecoscape Environmental Design. Ecoscape is a locally owned, certified, sustainable landscape company offering landscape design, build, and maintenance services to Boulder County. Ecoscape creates outdoor living spaces and dynamic xeriscape gardens. EcoscapeDesign.com. Ecoscape, caring for your land naturally.
It's 12 noon at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for Terrasonic. Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around, once again from my office closet in Table Mesa, South Boulder. Bunker week number six. We're into week number six now. Yep. Hope you're doing okay out there in there. I'm doing okay in here. And, well, very happy to be here again with you this week to bring you another hour of distraction, calming, of catharsis, whatever it is you need. I hope you get it from this show. And if you want to reach me, you can do so via email, dj@kgnu.org. Otherwise, let's get to it. A lot of great music ahead today on Terrasonic on KGNU. Thank you.
que es una gran cosa. Esa cuestión que sabe tan sosa, ¿quién pensará que es muy sabrosa? Esa poción que sabe a gaseosa, ¿quién hace atrás el abecedario? Puedo deletrear, pues el insectario.
To Terrasonic on KGNU. My name's Joel Davis, and this is your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Thanks very much for joining me today. Very happy to be here with you on this, what I believe is a lovely Saturday. That's what the forecast calls for. I, of course, am speaking to you from my office closet on Thursday night, April 16th. But according to the forecast, it's a beautiful day, and I hope it is. And no matter where you are, what you're doing, probably hanging around the house, I hope it's going okay for you and that you and yours are doing well. We began the show with a new track from Balint Boldisar from, I believe he's from Hungary, and he puts up some cool edits and remixes on Bandcamp, and his latest is Samba de Velho. Before that, Elkin and Nelson Acabayo, the Sonic Funk Foundry Latin edit from Sonic Funk Foundry Latin Edits, Volume 8, Sonic Funk Foundry. You hear a lot of them on Terrasonic. I think they make really dope beats. It's probably just a guy in a bedroom somewhere, because there's no social media for them. There's no way. There's just the Sonic Funk Foundry page on Bandcamp, and whoever they are, they're pretty prolific. They're dropping tracks every week. Kiko DiNucci following that. He's from Sao Paulo, and he's got a new record out called Rastilio, and from that we heard Gaba featuring Hushada Marshall. And then Los Iquicos Litoraleños from Medianos Éxitos, Subtropicales Volume 2, El Relincho del Tiempo, and La Danza del Brontosaurio. Right now in the background from Athens, it's Cebu. His latest, or a recent release from him, is called Opunga. We've been hearing a lot of it on Terrasonic lately. He sent it to me just because he thought I might like it and thought you might like it, and I've been playing a lot of it because I like it and I hope you like it too. Yeah, so there you go. And onward we go as this program continues. It's Terrasonic, even though I'm not here live. I am checking the email during this hour, so you can reach me at dj@kgnu.org. I'd love to hear from you. You can reach me anytime via email, terrasonic@gmail.com. Back to the music now. This is Terrasonic, brand new Daka Braka coming up next, right here. And speaking of Daka Braka, I just saw a concert of the performance they gave at Pitchfork. The Pitchfork Festival out of Oregon is posting videos, a stream of concert a day, and Daka Braka was on this past week. And if you're into Daka Braka, or maybe you don't know them and you will after this song, it's at the Pitchfork YouTube page, channel, I should say, over there on the YouTube. Yeah. Terrasonic on KGNU. listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. Joel Davison with you today and most every Saturday, noon to one, on your community radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Thanks for joining me. Coming to you right now from my office closet in South Boulder. Continuing to lay low. Kind of a weird week for it. A couple days it was really easy because we got like 2 feet of snow this week. And then the other days were beautiful and the trails are crowded and all of that. And yeah. In that last set, we heard from Gitkin, a new one from him, De La Cancion. It's on the Wonder Wheel Recordings label. And he's kind of a wayward guitar type. That track called De La featuring Carol C. And Daka Braka before that, the really just incredible ethno chaos band from Ukraine. They have a new one out called Alambari. It just came out on March 27th. It's excellent. And from it, we heard Dostochka. And as I was saying rather hurriedly at the end of the last break, they just, Pitchfork Festival out of Oregon is posting a stream a day, a live concert a day from their archives. And they posted the Daka Braka performance earlier this week, thanks to fellow KGNUer Doug Gertner for turning me on to that. Just a real great one-hour escape from it all. I highly recommend it. You'll find that on the Pitchfork channel on YouTube, Daka Braka. Right now in the background, Fela Kuti versus Nick Nielsen, Agua No Tiene en Amigo, Water No Have Enemy. This is Jeremy Soleil's 8-bit digicumbia version of the song, the Fela track, Water No Have Enemy. DJ at KGNU.org if you'd like to reach me. Otherwise, back to the music here on KGNU. It's Terrasonic.
como ese cuento.
Sonic on KGNU. This week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. Rounding the corner towards home. Still about 15 minutes left to go in the program before we give it up to headlines from the BBC, I think. Or maybe just straight into Reggae Bloodlines. And on the schedule, it says Ja Sonic. I don't know if that's a misprint. I don't know if that's Ja Sonic and J-Dub. Just Ja Sonic. It'd be great to hear him on the air. Either way, J-Dub and or Ja Sonic, it's going to be a great reggae show. Taking you up until 4 o'clock and African Roots, 2 hours of the best in African music with Uket bringing it to you today. And then an hour of news from the BBC at 6, followed by Sound Lab at 7. Old Man Gigi in with you this evening, getting your Saturday evening music programming started with a bang. It's Yamanjo in the background right now from his latest Loose Language out on Jumpsuit. That's the Polish Ambassador's label. The record, the track is called Roma, and it's the Yamanjo remix. I don't know if it's his track or somebody else's, but it's pretty good. Linnea Vienesa before that. That comes from Bongo Joe's all-time favorites reissues, a compilation they put together on Bandcamp recently. Linnea Vienesa had a full-length record out too, recorded back in 1981 in Madrid, sort of a short-lived avant rock group. Pretty cool stuff there from Linnea Vienesa. New track from Buscaboya. Their forthcoming record is called Regresa, and we heard NTE, Indian Summer from DJ Fred and DJ Adi, and JP from Studio Low, the 90s Afro Cosmic Era, and Moondog. His 1953 release, On the Streets of New York, recently reissued by Mississippi Records, and from that we heard Chant. Good stuff, always, from Moondog. Let's just get back to the music. I'll come back to say goodbye before it's over. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
reality, riddled in a revelation, and a celebration resembling a rainbow nation.
right, that was a little Durador band from Somalia coming off the Mogadisco Dancing Mogadishu compilation from Analog Africa, Somalia, 1972 to 1991. Before that, a great, beautiful, lovely new record from a duo out of South Africa, Dumama and Kachu. And their new release, I believe it's their debut, it's called Buffering Juju. And from that we heard Kala Zome. And in the background right now, Rings of Plattern. That's DJ Plattern doing a little three-track tribute to the late Bill Withers called Cubiertas del Sol. And this is called Sol de Acero. That's going to do it for this show. We will see you next time here on Terrasonic. Check us out at afterfm.com/Terrasonic and mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. Reach us anytime, terrasonic@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Take care, everybody, and keep it tuned to KGNU. Bye-bye.
BBC News. Another day of right-wing demonstrations, tacitly encouraged by President Trump, against the restrictions aimed at preventing the spread of coronavirus is underway in the United States. Hundreds of people have gathered in Austin, the capital of Texas, to demand the reopening of the economy, urging authorities to allow them to go back to work. Many of them chanted slogans calling for the sacking of Anthony Fauci, a senior member of the team leading the efforts to curb the outbreak and a supporter of the lockdowns now in place. There's been concern that lifting the restrictions too early could lead to more people becoming infected. In Britain, the government has announced that a large consignment of protective medical equipment is expected to arrive in the country on Sunday. The authorities on Friday advised health workers to reuse gowns. Here's Naomi Grimley.
The medical professional bodies have barely concealed their anger that after weeks of ministers saying PPE was getting to where it's needed, there is now a shortage of certain types of it. Last night, Public Health England changed its guidance on what to wear, suggesting washing and reusing protective clothing. The government says a new consignment, including 400,000 gowns, is due to arrive from Turkey shortly, but that will only help for a matter of days. Meanwhile, ministers are appealing for more manufacturers to switch production and make more gowns here, so the UK is less reliant on erratic deliveries from abroad.
Thousands of police in Greece have been deployed to deter Orthodox Christians from gathering to celebrate Easter communally. Plainclothes officers are keeping watch on closed churches where midnight mass on Saturday would normally be the main event.
Greece has largely kept the coronavirus pandemic at bay. The authorities will not let the biggest event in the Orthodox calendar undermine their lockdown. Normally, around 2 million people would head to the countryside for family gatherings and feasts of spit roast lamb. Not this year. Roadblocks are in place, helicopters and drones are monitoring movement, and police are watching the closed churches. Some churchgoers are resisting. Police arrested 18 people who tried to hold a Good Friday service in Athens. And a bishop faces prosecution for inviting islanders on Corfu to a communal act of worship.
Mike Sanders reporting. There have been further signs that the coronavirus outbreak in Italy is easing. The latest daily death toll was below 500, a fall of around 100 on the previous day. The total number of deaths now exceeds 23,000. In Bergamo, the worst-hit city, the mayor tweeted a picture of flowers that have replaced the bodies that once filled a church. In France, the 642 daily deaths took the total above 19,000. World News from the BBC. Spanish children will be allowed out of their homes in 9 days' time. Under some of the strictest self-isolation rules imposed around the world, they've been cooped up for weeks. But on the day, the total number of deaths in Spain rose above 20,000. The Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, said he was going to ask Parliament to approve a further 15-day extension of the state of emergency. The veteran Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Martin Lee says he believes the order to arrest him and 14 other prominent campaigners came from Beijing.